Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
Hi guys, good morning. I hope you guys are having a great day today, or good evening if you're in the States or wherever you are on this planet. I hope you're having a great time, and we are getting ready to finish up our last section of Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is the very end of this passage, this psalm that we've been looking at, Psalm 23 verse 6. Né? And so I tell you what, one of the most well-loved psalms in scripture, and it's been amazing for us to kind of walk through this together and to kind of see how it helps us in our walk with our shepherd, right? We went through all these different kinds of seasons, these different seasons that the sheep enjoys with his shepherd. So today, we're going to continue to look through that and see the last verse, Psalm 23:6, and to see how it flows with what David has been sharing with us through this psalm. And it's been good, hasn't it? Let's kind of go through the psalm real quick. We're going to go through verses 1 through 5 and kind of see how the verses that we've read, see how it's been kind of flowing for us and for the sheep and their time here. First, we talked about how the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Of all of the shepherds that the sheep has, the Lord, the creator of all things, is his shepherd. And for that, he is fully thankful and fully satisfied in being with him, right? Verse 2 continues on that, and he says this in Psalm 23, 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. How even in the early spring season, the shepherd has done everything he can to prepare the sheep for all of the food and the pasturing that they need, and just all of the preparation that the shepherd does in caring for his sheep. Verse 3 says this, verse 3, he restoreth my soul. Man, sometimes sheep find themselves in a cast position, or they've turned over upside down. And when they turn over upside down, there's literally nothing they can do to help themselves get back up. And that's where the shepherd comes and cares for them in that way. And he leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, continually moving from pasture to pasture as the shepherd sees fit, so that the sheep don't overgraze on a particular pasture. Just talking about how like sheep are a lot like us in the context of we like rhythm, we like the habits of life, and sometimes Jesus pulls us out of those ruts of life, I guess you could say, and put us onto new pastures, and sometimes we don't like it, but the shepherd knows what's best for us, and for his name's sake, he leads us along these different paths of righteousness, right? Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, as the summer season begins, the shepherd has to bring the sheep up into the high mountain pastures. And in doing so, sometimes they go through very dangerous valleys as they can graze as they head up into the mountain pastures. Those areas are full of danger, full of predators, as well as dangerous cliffs. And so because of that, the shepherd leads them with his staff to make sure that they go to where they are supposed to go. But he also protects them with his rod. And so we see those aspects of how he cares for and comforts the sheep, both with his staff as he leads them and with his rod as he protects them. Verse 5. The high summer mountain pastures, the summer where they enjoy the presence of the shepherd throughout the time there. And even here, we find that the shepherd protects his sheep and cares for his sheep. He says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Preparing a table, even before the sheep get up to the high mountain pasture, the shepherd has gone on ahead of them to prepare the way, to make sure that everything is cared for while they are up there during the summertime. He protects them both from the lion and from the fly. A great enemy, the lion, he protects them from that and the small annoyances of the fly, anointing their head with oil to make sure that the fleshly frustration of a fly doesn't bother them in their time in the mountain pasture. Everything is good. Life is good for the sheep, solely and fully because of the sheep's shepherd. And this is what we see. And then verse 6 is basically the sheep looking back through all of the ways in which the shepherd has cared for him and all of the things that the shepherd has done. And in looking back and seeing all of the care of the shepherd, now he looks forward and he has great comfort and great assurance, knowing that he gets to be with his shepherd forever. And it's a good, good future that the sheep sees ahead of him. Verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is an amazing aspect of how the sheep sees all of the ways in which he is blessed by the shepherd, and all of the complete confidence that the sheep has in his shepherd. That phrase, right there, isn't that phrase good? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's such an amazing thing. It wraps up all of his confidence in his shepherd in this phrase. Because his shepherd is good, the sheep knows that whatever his future, the shepherd's care will always be part of his life. His goodness, his mercy, the shepherd's goodness and mercy will follow the sheep wherever he will be in life. And of course, the sheep will have times of difficulty ahead of it. Of course, there will be paths that seem dangerous, times when he faces the fear of a nearby predator. But the sheep knows that the shepherd is always close by, always available, always ready to safely guide him and protect him. There will be the times where the sheep finds himself turned over, something he may have done, something silly, and he finds himself turned over on his back with nothing he can do to get out of the situation. Or times when he gets really panicking and kind of panics and runs away for something that had no need to run from, and he takes off and without realizing the things that he does, without realizing that there was no need to run. He may get annoyed with other sheep or even frustrated by tiny little flies. And in all of these things, the sheep knows that the shepherd's goodness and his mercy will continue to follow him and restore him back to the sheepfold. Whether he's on the path through dark, scary valleys, or whether he is on the cool mountain pastures enjoying the fresh grass, or whether he's at home on the home ranch, the sheep knows that he has no need to worry, because the goodness and mercy of the shepherd is always there close by. Nothing makes the shepherd happier than to see his sheep fully and satisfied and at peace as they enjoy the care that he worked so hard to provide for them. And here's the thing, it's always going to be like this. Not because of who the sheep are, but because of who the shepherd is. The shepherd loves and cares for the sheep. And so the sheep, regardless of what situation the sheep finds himself in, regardless of what the sheep does, he has full confidence in his future because of the goodness and the love that the shepherd has for his sheep. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing? The fact that we get to enjoy, this is us as Christians, we get to enjoy this kind of confidence in our shepherd because of how much he loves us and cares for us. Here's the thing, even as new believers, if you're a new believer and you're just now enjoying this path and learning more and more about who Jesus is, or maybe you're going through new areas of difficulty in your life and you look back over your life and, oh man, this is amazing how my shepherd has cared for me in such of these small ways. And when you come up to something big, look back, remind yourself of the love and mercy that your shepherd has given you, and step forward, looking forward, be confident in knowing that Jesus's goodness and his mercy will follow you too. Nothing makes Jesus, the good shepherd, happier than to see the ones he loves fully satisfied and at peace as they enjoy the care that he gives them. This is goodness and mercy flowing to me, following after me, being with me, close by me, wherever I am in life. But there's more to what David is saying here than just simply, Jesus's goodness and mercy follows me wherever I am in life. There's another aspect to this, and it's an important aspect. And this is this. The condition of the sheep is not the only thing that is affected by how well the shepherd cares for his sheep. In other words, we understand that because the sheep is fully reliant on the care of the shepherd, if the sheep has a good shepherd, life is good. But if the shepherd manages his sheep poorly, if he cares for his sheep poorly, the sheep suffer, and there's no way for the sheep to escape the suffering of a poor shepherd. Right? And so this is why the sheep is relying on, is deeply affected by the goodness of the shepherd, right? But it isn't just the sheep. It's also the land on which the sheep graze and pasture. The pasture is just as much, has a great effect on the goodness of the shepherd as the sheep themselves. Here's the thing. If the shepherd cares for the sheep poorly, the sheep can end up completely ruining the land that they are on. But if the shepherd cares for the sheep in the way that we've seen all throughout this psalm, something amazing happens to the land that the sheep are on. It becomes rich and full of abundance. It grows amazingly well. It becomes full of life. The interesting thing is that sheep, one of the interesting things about sheep is that they have the potential to be one of the most beneficial animals to the land that they graze on. They eat such a wide variety of plants and weeds and all these different things, so that as they graze, they eat all of the different things that could cause potential harm to the land itself and cause the land to have full abundance and full beauty all around them. Literally, goodness and mercy follow the sheep too. It's a flowing behind of goodness and mercy that the shepherd gives to the sheep. And this is what Jesus produces in those who are his. You and I, when we are following Jesus. Isn't it interesting? Look through passages of scripture and there's something interesting that you'll notice, and that is this. Whenever Jesus meets someone, most times when Jesus meets someone and he brings him into the fold, a lot of what you see is not only a change in the person's life, but also a change in how he helps and loves those around him. You see, Jesus's heart change usually doesn't affect just the person that he meets and he changes his heart. That heart change flows out of him. And as the believer follows after Jesus, you start noticing that the love and the care that Jesus gives to that person flows out into the lives of those around him. This is kind of what we saw last week, right? Week when we talked about how my cup overflows, God's goodness and his mercy toward me is so full and abundant that not only does it fill my heart up, but it overflows out into the lives of those around me. And I think this is a little bit of the context that David is talking about. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. His goodness, his mercy not only fills me and follows after me, but it also flows out of my life and follows me like a wake of a ship, and it flows, overflows onto those around us. This is what Jesus does not only to us, but also through us. This is his goodness and mercy as it fills our life up and it overflows and follows after us as we follow Jesus. My dear brother and sister, this is you. This is what Jesus has done for you. And it's important that you take time to notice this in your life. It's important that you take time to stop and see and focus your heart on the goodness and mercy of Jesus in your life. Because unless you see His goodness, unless you are aware of His goodness and His mercy in your life, it's very likely that you won't understand how much He gives you. And that goodness and mercy is what flows into your heart and what flows out of your heart. It starts with setting your eyes on His goodness and His mercy. That's the starting point. And then, as His love, as His joy, as His peace, His gentleness and His patience and meekness, all those fruits of His goodness and mercy that fill your life, as it overflows, then it will naturally spill out and overflow into the lives of others around you. And as that happens, your shepherd is filled with joy in seeing first how His sheep are fully satisfied in His care, but also in seeing His goodness and mercy not just flowing to them, but also flowing through them and helping those around them. David finishes this psalm with an interesting passage, an interesting thought. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is so cool. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. What does it mean to dwell in the house of the Lord? We gotta continue this thought process. Don't break away from the sheep's perspective, because this is what David's been doing all along through this whole passage, looking at a shepherd through the sheep's eyes, and he doesn't change here. It's basically like he's getting ready to come back from the long summer pasturing up into the high mountains, and he's heading back and he's enjoying, it's so good to be home. It's like you've been on a 2-week quarantine in some random people's house and now you finally get to go home. It's like, oh man, I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and it's going to be good. You know what I'm saying? This is basically what the sheep is experiencing and feeling in his life. Oh, I'm home. Oh, the home ranch feels so good. And I just love being here with my shepherd. He's describing, from the sheep's perspective, the household, the ranch, the flock of the shepherd. And the sheep is so happy to be in this household, to be in this flock under the care of this shepherd. He could be here forever, and it would be the best thing ever. There's no need for me to go anywhere else. I have everything I need and I'm fully satisfied here. Why would I want to be under any shepherd? I will be here for the rest of my life. But also, from the shepherd's perspective too, because I know that my shepherd loves me and loves to be with me and sees me as his dear sheep, I have full confidence that he wants me to be with him forever. Not only is it the sheep's desire to be in the house of the Lord, but it's the sheep's confidence in the shepherd's desire for him to be in the house of the Lord. It's both. The shepherd has so much love for his sheep that he would never part with his sheep. And so because of that, the bond between the sheep and the shepherd are strong, unbreakable, lasting forever and ever. And it is this unbreakable bond, the knowledge that a shepherd cares for him so much that he will never let him go, that gives him the satisfaction of knowing that his future is good. It gives him the security of knowing that he will be with his shepherd. It's like he's back at the ranch, back at the home ranch, you know, and he's standing alongside of the fence with his poor neighbor who's got life rough because he has a poorly managing shepherd, right? He's sitting there on the fence like, oh man, life is good. Oh, this is so good. Man, the summertime was so awesome. It was just amazing. He just took good care of me. And it felt so good out here. And man, I'm really sorry you couldn't go up there with me. It was amazing. It felt so good. And now, boy, it sure does feel good to be home and just enjoying the goodness of the shepherd. Man, he's so good. Man, I wish you could come over on this side. Oh, it's so good. I wish you could be part of our flock, a part of our sheepfold. This is kind of what we have, this same desire with our shepherd, isn't it? Isn't it what we truly desire as those who follow Jesus? We're literally standing on the side of the fence saying, oh, come over to the side of the care of our shepherd. Know how good it is to be under his care. I would love for you to be part of my flock. And the truth is, if you are not a believer in Jesus yet, this opportunity is yours. Jesus wants you to be in his sheepfold. And in doing so, you too can discover how good and how satisfying it is to be under the care of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. The question is, how do you go from one side of the fence to the other? How do you become on one side of the fence, hearing the stories of the goodness of Jesus, to coming over to the other side of the fence where you get to not only hear about it, but experience it and know for yourself how good the shepherd is? It's one thing to hear about. You know, you hear about somebody's vacation as like, oh man, this was so cool. We got to do this. We got to do that. And it's like, oh, that's great. But, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to go to that kind of a place. You hear about it, but then they buy tickets for you to experience that. It's like, oh, I get to experience what they experience. And it's like, oh, that's an amazing thing. This is literally what Jesus is offering to you. This is what he says in John chapter 10. John chapter 10 in verse 9, he says this. I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10 says this, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus is saying, I am the door. I am the way you come into my pasture. You see, when you come to Jesus by faith, Jesus does all of the work in bringing you into the family of sheep that is cared for by him. This is really interesting. You see, the shepherd doesn't just do all of the work in caring for his sheep. He also does all of the work in bringing the sheep into his sheepfold as well. When you come into the sheepfold through Jesus, who is the door, you no longer, he gives you full, abundant life. You no longer have to struggle to find pasture on your own because he provides the pasture for you. And it's abundant. You get to go in and out knowing that there's plenty of pasture for you. Whether you're on the home ranch or out into the fields, you know that you are cared for. He gives you the abundant joy, not only here in this life of receiving care for his, as a sheep, but also the joy and assurance that you get to be with him forever. You are part of Jesus' sheepfold forever. To enter into Jesus' pasture, there is one requirement. His one requirement is that you come through him. Don't try to come in based on your own merits or your own worthiness, because it won't work. It's not enough. When's the last time you heard of a sheep saying, hey, I've got a little bit of money invested into the stock market. I'd like to use that in order to go ahead and buy my way into Jesus' sheep pasture. I'll pay for myself to get in. It doesn't happen because sheep don't have the ability to do that. The shepherd pays for the sheep to be able to come into his sheepfold. In the same way, Jesus paid for you to come into his sheepfold. He paid the cost for you to come in. And so those who come into Jesus' sheepfold must come in through him. He is the door. And the reason we see that is in verse 11, verse 10, we see this, that they might have life more abundantly. He says this in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. This is the part where Jesus pays for you to be part of his sheepfold. As he cares for sheep, he is the one that he cares for the sheep. He paid the price of making you his own. And the way he did that is by giving his life so that you could come to Him. He sacrificed His life on the cross to free you from the sin in your heart. And when you come through Jesus, He gives you a new heart. He gives you a new heart that lets you discover a new kind of love, a new relationship, a new bond between a shepherd and a sheep. And this is the connection he talks about in verse 14. He says this, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. I know my sheep, but also I am known of my sheep. See, it isn't just that the shepherd knows his sheep. When you come into Jesus's sheepfold through Jesus, he transforms your heart so that you can know someone in a way that you've never known before. You get to know the shepherd as one who loves you and cares for you, but you also get to respond to the love and care of your shepherd because you are his. As Jesus cares for the sheep that are already his, he is also looking for those who are not in his sheepfold yet. That may be you. He's looking for you and calling out to you to come to him. Verse 16 says this, another sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. It may be that Jesus is calling out to you right now and saying, come into my fold. I want you to be one of my sheep. Matthew 11, 28, Jesus says this, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is the great, great joy of being called and being pursued by the Good Shepherd. He wants you to be part of his sheepfold. And in doing so, he invites you to come to him. The question is, what will you do with his invitation? Will you accept it? Will you be willing to come into the sheepfold of Jesus only based on what he does for you in faith? It's faith, trusting that what he did is fully enough, submitting yourself, humbling yourself, recognizing your need for a good shepherd, and then putting your trust in that good shepherd to save you, to rescue you, to redeem you, and to make you his own. And in being part of the new sheepfold, you will discover a wonderful new life, a life that is full of abundance and joy, but also one that is full of assurance, knowing that he loves you so much, you get to be with him forever, not just in this life, but in the life to come. He is yours. Brother and sister in Christ, know that this is your shepherd, that he loves you that much, that you have full confidence, regardless of what path your life takes you, know that your shepherd is with you. And you can enjoy the goodness and comfort of knowing that you get to be with him forever in his household. What a blessing that is, right? Let's pray. Let's think about that this week. Know that. Believer in Christ, think on his goodness and mercy that not only follows you, let that goodness and mercy overflow into your life and follow after you as you walk through life. Let it affect not just you, but those around you. And have that confidence in knowing that he is your shepherd and he always will be for the rest of not only this life, but all through eternity, all right? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, so much for the ways in which you love us. We are again reminded through this psalm of the many ways in which the sheep of the Good Shepherd are fully and completely blessed. As we read through this psalm in the coming days or in the future sometime, help these truths to remind us again of how wonderful and good you are to us, so that we can be completely and fully confident in your care. And knowing that, help it to overflow into our hearts, not just so that it flows into our hearts and gives us this confidence, but it flows out into the lives of other people as ones who have been loved, sharing that love with those around us. Thank you so much for the things that you do for us and for reminding us of these truths through this Psalm of David. In Jesus' name, amen.